With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West, and today we are talking Mercedes-Benz Stadium 2.0. There's going to be another Kanye live show. It seems that the details are starting to add up. You know, the other day we made the video talking about, is there a potential at Madison Square Garden, and looking at the source of those rumors. And now let's compare that to the source of these rumors, and I think you will find these are far stronger. So this image started going around earlier today, and it is a staffing page for Mercedes-Benz Stadium saying that from Monday, August 2nd through Friday, August 6th, they have an event load-in, and you can schedule to work that, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have the Kanye West event, which is all shifts paid at time and a half, which would be Thursday, August 5th, expecting then that the album would release on Friday, August 6th. So it'd be kind of the same setup that we expected last week, that Kanye would perform the album, and then a couple hours later, the album would come out. So the sources of this, because I was skeptical, anybody can fake an image, put a watermark on it. So I asked, and you have Donda LP10 here responding with, Air Candy posted about the first event before anyone else did, when it just said rapper release event. Now she posted about the next events. So let's click through to that. Air Candy here just yesterday, or is that today? Today. This is today. Streets is saying, yay, having another event at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 4th. And she corrected it. Correction, August 6th, as in the album release party. So I don't know if it's like, if she's just getting her dates confused, like Thursday's the 5th, if it's going to be the 6th, et cetera, et cetera. So it could be the day before the album, or it could be the day of the album. But she's saying that Streets is saying that Ye's having another event. And then we click over again. You can see here, July 17th. This is what Donda LP10 was referring to. Who having an album release at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? My other job keep asking me to work, and all it says is rapper. So it seems like Candy, who you can see is like cabin crew, iFly, I think maybe a flight attendant in terms of like other job, and then also works at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, just saying is a rapper. So she really was one of the first people to pinpoint that this listening party event was going on. Just didn't know it was Kanye at the time. And you can see here, I just posted on my IG, so my colleagues go and tell me the real. Let me start coughing at work now. I will not miss a Kanye album release at my place of employment. So this is somebody that works at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then going back to the initial image, that ATATF, it leads us to right here, KO. So KO runs Kofromata, I don't know how you say it, an ATATF, Atlanta-based. And you can see that 2 days ago, KO posted part two with the eyes and the Mercedes-Benz symbol. And then today, well, let's go next Thursday, Donda listening session, part two. And Atlanta-based, I think they're more in the shoe market and trading, like buying, selling, trading, just in the shoe economy, the kick economy. If you go to ATATF.com, it looks to be like that kind of stuff. So I guess if you're in Atlanta and you're connected to just like fashion, you'd maybe have a little more insight into, you know, what Kanye's doing, the music industry, just have some connections with people that could justify knowing ahead of time. And then there was also this, KO was at the original Donda listening party, and you can see had all of these event tickets and was just giving them away to people that were coming to the stadium, which looks to be a large amount of tickets, which is kind of cool. But that's that brings us through everything. It just seems that people that work there and people that were in the know ahead of time of the first show are aware of a second show that's taking place. And we know that Kanye still hasn't left the stadium and that Mercedes-Benz Stadium themselves have just embraced the fact that Kanye now lives there. They added a plaque saying Donda Studio at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the French artsy album cover. And then also changed their name on Twitter to Donda Studio at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is just hilarious to me. But that's currently where we're standing. We have just the rumblings from people that seem more like forthright or the more trustworthy than Dumois, right? Reporting the Madison Square Garden stuff and where all those rumors started. These are people that actually have connections, are known to have connections, and that have had information about Kanye performing in the past. And then we also have this screenshot, which again, screenshots can be manipulated. This could have been for last week and the dates just modified on here. But what if, you know? So I think this is what we should all kind of look towards at the moment, is increasing information about this event. The tickets could go on sale sometime in the next few days or by this time next week, and we'll just see where we're at, you know? But exciting if this is true. Exciting if this is true, because it's just going to mean more people are going to get to have this experience, get to go to Atlanta. I hope he sells as many tickets. I can imagine there being people that are just like, eh, I saw what happened the first time, I'll just see it the third time, you know? But I can also imagine people being like, hell yeah, I can go again and see Kanye again. Let me go do that. So we'll see what ends up happening, but that's all the information I have for this video. If you are enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy. Yeah, that's it. A channel people enjoy, so then they show it to others, which goes a long way in helping us grow. We also have our podcast. This is the thing we're most well known for, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we do the meanings and explanations of Kanye's songs, albums, just entire discography. The episodes are long. We talk a lot. There's going to be things in each episode that you disagree with, but there are going to be revelations in each episode that cause you to rethink how you listen to Kanye's music and just really stop you in your tracks and go, oh, wow, I never thought about it that way. That's so cool. Like, that should happen at least once an episode. I like to guarantee that. Who knows if it's true, but I like to guarantee it. So far we have covered College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation. We are finishing up with 808s and Heartbreak. As you can see, we just posted our Bad News episode yesterday. We have also done Yay, Kid See Ghost, and Jesus is King. So we're talking 7 Kanye albums, 6 completed so far, but 7 in total that we've kind of gone through. I said 7 and I'm holding up 8 fingers to myself. And then we'll start Donda as soon as it releases. We'll do a preview episode, just kind of going over our initial reactions and our expectations for what we will uncover over the course of the line by line analysis, and then just start in the actual song analyses, which should be interesting because it will be the quickest. That's not true. With Ye and Kid See Ghost, we started right away as well, but we're going to be recording the episodes a little bit faster, having multiple episodes in a week rather than just 1 week at a time. And we should be uploading episodes to YouTube as well. Bad News is actually the first video episode that we've ever done. So if you want to check out the video version of our podcast, all future episodes, I think, should have that component. So you can just keep watching on YouTube if you want, or support us here. We're available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we also have our ad-free episodes available on Patreon, which is patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. So that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.